We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, first off, my teammate Cam Brait just asked me the other day. He goes, "Rob, I have a serious question." He goes, "Do you ever watch film?" And I said, "No, I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good."
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Well, they did it. Who is they? The Mannings. What did they do? They doubled their ratings. How about that? God, sports media is so stupid. So, week one, it's Raiders-Ravens on Monday Night Football. They also showed the game on ABC, and that was Gronk there saying he doesn't watch film, which he had to correct himself on, although I think he lied. I'll play that in a sec. And everybody that watched it was like, wow, this is so cool. The Mannings are breaking this game down. Russell Wilson's watching overtime with them. They're like going through all their minds. This is a great look into how these guys think. We love it. And then the next day, the ratings come out for Monday Night Football. And, you know, there's a bunch of people that watched it, but it wasn't like earth shattering. And then everyone's like, oh, is this a disaster? Nobody's what? It's week one. Nobody even knew it was going on. Or if you did, you're like, it's probably like all these other streams where I got to log into Amazon Prime and, you know, sign up for eight different things just to watch it. Especially because Peyton and Eli are all over ESPN Plus as it is with their college football and NFL shows where they go to different places. I think it's called Peyton's Places. That would make sense. And the ratings doubled because people found out about it. And I think the ratings will continue to grow. People are interested in this. And to me, it's the way to watch Monday Night Football. I mean, there's going to be people that try to copy this. There's been simulcast before, which is great. It gives you another option, I think. The Nickelodeon broadcast for the Bears-Saints game last year, where Mitch Trubisky won MVP. That was fun. It was fun to watch, even as a grown human man. Sometimes, you know, the college football playoffs, they have, you can watch the Alabama guys talk about it, the Clemson guys. Once you start getting to, like, bloggers doing their sidecast on TV, that's a little too much. You know what I'm saying? But to have Peyton and Eli Manning talk about the games so comfortably and in a way that's the viewer, even if we're not like, you know, we know Omaha. Oh, you heard Peyton say Omaha. But now he's like breaking down all the things he's breaking down. And so I think it's really cool. And it'll be copied a lot, but you're not going to get what you get. I mean, this is why people love Tony Romo so much at first. Because he's like, wow, he's telling us the plays. And Peyton and Eli are doing that, but like to a higher degree. You could still get the ESPN broadcast. And again, I'd be pissed if I was Steve Levy and those guys. I'd be, what are you doing? I mean, it's one thing for another place to have competition against us, but we're eating ourselves here. But I'm going to keep watching. As long as there's a Peyton Manning, Eli Manning broadcast, I'm going to watch it. Rob Gronkowski was one of the guests. He got in trouble. He said he didn't watch film, which he then had to correct himself in the press conference, which I kind of think he is lying about. I would believe that he doesn't watch a lot of film.
Yeah, you know, I actually watch tons of film. You know, an overload of film. I was just, you know, I would probably blame Nelson over there. He asked me 8 times to go on the show. I told him it's not a good idea to put me on the show with the Paytons, with the Mannings. You know, they always get me joking around. You know, they always get me in that type of silly atmosphere, and that's what happened. But, you know, Coach threatened me now that I don't get my vet day anymore because I don't watch film. So, trust me, I watch so much film that, you know, my girlfriend gets mad at me. She freaking throws it at me sometimes because I'm watching so much film.
The other highlights of this Manning cast from the other night, Peyton Manning, and I think this was a joke, but it was kind of maybe not a joke. Talked about the weeks that they'd play the Patriots.
That second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have, like, cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers, like, in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see 7 guys hanging out back there in the shower, but take all precautions out there. Oh, little snap count there, E.
I don't know. 7 guys hanging out in the shower. It's 2021. Nothing strange anymore, Peyton. So maybe Peyton will get canceled for that. The best story of the night on Monday was when Pat McAfee was on, and he told this story about Peyton Manning at a casino. I thought this was great.
We had a good time. Okay, so we obviously had a couple of drinks. We go back to the casino there that's connected to the hotel. Peyton was very nice. He obviously rented out half of the casino, okay? And I've never seen this move happen, but we had this whole area to ourselves, basically. And I had to head out of there early because I lost all my money at the big tables and I didn't really know the games they were playing. So I went over to go back to our bedroom. And to get to our room, you had to walk right past the roulette, basically. I had to walk right past it. It was sitting there. So I stopped and I put my chips all around. I was like, all right, number one, I'm wearing number one. Number four, Adam Vinatieri, I'm going to do that. I put all my chips out. It was like a couple $100 worth or whatever. And then at that time, Peyton had come out of the area that we had, you know, in the back there from the thing. And as soon as that curtain moved, it was like Stone Cold Steve Austin with the glass break, you know. His big-ass head, Eli, you've seen it before, I'm sure, 100 times. As soon as it hits that public area, there's a buzz, you know. Ooh, Eli, or Peyton Manning, yeah. Peyton Manning, especially in French Lick, Indiana. I mean, these people, Jesus Christ might as well just walked out from behind the curtain. You know what I mean? I mean, that just happened. So he's walking through this entire thing. Place is going crazy, and I'm at the roulette thing or whatever, you know, and it's right before you get to the elevator, so you had to walk past, and he literally stops right next to me, and he goes, how about that red 18, Pat, and gives me like a gun and a wink, you know, and immediately at that point, everybody that's at the table goes, well, who the hell is this doofus, right, that has been standing here, and why did Peyton even say anything to him, and I was like, I don't know, I'm a caddy or whatever, you know. And then everybody kind of looks at me and we make a decision, a sound decision, and the dealer like almost waits and they're like, we should go on red 18. Everybody on the table put all the chips on red 18. I had to pick mine up off of 1, 4, all the other ones. And no, this is not a lie. This is no BS. I'm sure they have cameras and surveillance footage. Spins that thing, 18 hits, bananas, the whole place. Obviously, Peyton just walks out as if this was a regularity. Everybody got paid, and it was at that moment I was like, all right, Peyton tells me to jump. Like, how high, dude? Whatever you need in this
thing. The legend grows.
That's why when he said
the grows
that's why when
that.
he said the Raiders were going to go 6-11 after that first play last game, I literally put money on it. I was like, all right, I bet this son of a bitch is right. I bet this is going to be it.
Yeah, Peyton then said that he's tried that like 9 other times, and it never works. That's why whenever, this is my theory about playing anything, whenever I'm playing darts or washers or bags or like sports that I can still play as a middle-aged white guy, I always do that. I always do what Peyton did. I'm always like, man, it would be a real bummer if I hit this through the hole right there. Or, God, this is going to be the best double bullseye you ever see. Because if you miss, nobody cares. But if you do it, it might be a little boy cries wolf after a while. But if you do it, people are going to be like, oh, man, one time we were playing darts with Winkler and he was like, hit this double bullseye. It was awesome. Sometimes I'll go up to the dartboard and put the dart just in front of the thing, trace my shot backwards with the arc, and then throw it in. One time I did do it. And it's the story grows and the legend continues. So Always call your shot is my advice.
Yeah, look, it sounds cool, looks cool when you do it, and then no one cares when you don't. So it's literally a win-win.
Because nobody ever tells a story of, yeah, one time I saw Peyton Manning, and he came over, he said, red 18. I put on red 18, I lost 20 bucks. Nobody tells that story.
Yeah, they're like, Peyton Manning came up and talked to me.
Yeah, that'd be as bad of a story as, gosh, one time I saw Paul Allen and he gave me a dollar. But if Peyton Manning comes up to you, then it's a two-minute story on Monday Night Football. So that's why you do that. I'm Bart, that's Toby. We'll talk with Ryan Wood coming up. Packers and the Niners, Sunday Night Football. They can play these night games all they want. I get the whole day to watch little Red Zone. There's some great games going on. You've got the Buccaneers and Rams, which is going to be a great one in the afternoon. And then next Sunday night is the big game of the year, Tom Brady against the Patriots. Buccaneers-Patriots in Foxborough. So some really good primetime games so far this season, which will continue. I, of course, am excluding tonight's barn burner between the Panthers and the Texans. Although, we're all going to watch, so I don't know what the... Football's football. I'll watch anything. 799-1250. Wanted to let you guys know about all the deals going on at Window Select. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. WindowSelect.com. WindowSelect.com. So keep track of all of this because it is a lot, but there's a lot of great deals. That's going to make it affordable for you, and that's going to give you a little bit of a bonus, too, for going with them. So I'll just go through the process, okay? The process is you give them a call. You need new windows, siding, and doors. Is Window Select a place for me? I would say they are. High-quality, energy-efficient windows, back with a double lifetime warranty, consistently rated A+ when it comes to their service and when it comes to their product. So you give them a call. They have a consultation where they come out and go over everything with you. That's free. So free, no cost. They are running an offer because they are a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, where when they come and do this, then you get two tickets to a game of your choice because they have tickets to give away just for the consultation. So that's free. Then when they come back, they get everything done for you. You're getting half of your windows for free because of their buy one, get one deal with no limit. You don't have to pay them anything for a full year. And the installation this week only is free. So it's very affordable. And the product is more than worth it. Check them out. WindowSelect.com. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Toby and I were kicking around our concerns for the Packers. This does seem like in the NFL, when there's a game that everybody thinks is going to go one way, those games tend to go the other way. But there's just so much stacked against the Packers that we're just not sure this is going to be that game. We'll break it down with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, coming up next.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
You can also find Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, on Twitter, BYRyanWood. And plastered all over the station throughout the week. Just little, 10, 15-minute interviews. But if you accumulate how much he's on in 1 week, let's say it's an hour and a half, it's still about twice as long as any Brett Anderson start. I don't like Brett Anderson. Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Doing good, Bart. How are we doing?
Doing good. We're not going to talk about Rodgers' feelings today, so you can put those notes aside. I want to talk to you about this Packers-Niners matchup, Sunday Night Football. This is one of those games that, like in the NFL sometimes, an outcome looks so obvious one way. And I feel like the Steelers-Raiders might have been in this territory last week where everyone's like, oh, it's going to be the Steelers, of course, short week, Raiders, emotional game, on the road, travel. But the Raiders went in and beat the Steelers. So I'm trying to wonder, could this be one of those games where the result looks so obvious, Packers have to go back to San Francisco again, Their defense is struggling, but maybe they'll get it done. I do think that there's a lot at play here for the Packers to be able to get a win. And I'll start on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know, man. I mean, I see like the Niners having like eight different guys that run with the football. They're going to be doing Debo stuff. Trey Lance could get in there. And even if he's just in there, they'll overcommit to him. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be on the move. Whoever they have at running back. I just think when you look at this matchup, the Niners offense against the Packers defense, I don't see how the Packers win on that side of the ball.
It's tough when you consider what the Packers defense has done through the first 2 weeks of the season, right? I mean, you don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but the moment has been pretty bleak. So I guess if you parse it down a little bit more than just the broad view, the Packers defense did stiffen up after the first four possessions against the Lions on Monday night. I mean, they gave up two touchdowns and a field goal in the first four possessions. Nothing after that, nothing in the second half. So there was improvement. Matt LaFleur called it an upward trajectory, but it's not, you know, that's not Kyle Shanahan's offense that they were going against. So it's going to be a very tall task.
If you're the Packers defense, is there like a priority you want to stop? Do you say, well, we got to stop the run? Do we got to stop Kittle? I just see like whoever they stop is going to open up somebody else having a big day against them. The Niners offensively, I don't see how they score any less than, I don't know, 28 points.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It starts with making the 49ers one-dimensional. Now, just the way it is with any offense. Now, which way they go on that is tough because on one hand, George Kittle could eat them alive. I mean, this is, you know, look what T.J. Hockenson did last week to him. You know, this is a defense that historically has struggled against really good tight ends, struggled against George Kittle, and they've, you know, that's in the passing game, that's a place to start. But anyone that has any type of memory at all remembers what happened in that 2019 NFC Championship game against the run, against this Shanahan scheme that is very deceptive on the ground. A lot of very similar to Matt LaFleur's scheme, a lot of misdirection, a lot of camouflaging of what they're going to do. And they obviously, I mean, the most obvious statement you'll hear all day, they can't give up almost 300 yards on the ground again. So it starts with making them one-dimensional. I'm not sure which way they go because it's a tall task on either side.
This is a quote from Matt LaFleur after the Lions game. I'm just going to play it. People are like all worked up about it. Here's Matt LaFleur.
One of the things that certainly I talked to Joe about was, hey, either play coverage or we have to pressure. Because when we were doing our four-man rushes and playing man coverage behind it, we weren't hit. You know, we weren't getting to the quarterback. So if you don't get him off the spot, Jared, I've been around Jared, and he will be efficient, and he will make the throws. So we needed to affect the quarterback much more.
So the outrage from people is Matt LaFleur had to tell Joe Barry to rush more than four guys. Is that a big deal in Green Bay or not?
You know, everyone gets fixated on the start of that quote. I think the most important part of that quote and the most telling part of that quote is the end. We've got to affect the quarterback much more. Because in two games, the Packers haven't done it. They haven't affected the quarterback in two games. What was surprising to me is when you think about what coaching is, the definition of coaching is putting your players in position to succeed. It's knowing your personnel. And it's also knowing who's not your personnel. So the Packers defensive front entering the game against the Lions, Joe Barry knows that Darius Smith is on IR. He knows he doesn't have his game wrecker on the defensive front as far as pass rushing goes. And so you go in knowing you're shorthanded there. You're missing your best guy. You've got to be creative in the blitz package to get home on Jared Goff. You've got Kenny Clark, who is at times a dominant defender, but he's more of a run defender than a high-volume sacks guy. You've got Preston Smith, who literally is coming off a year in which he took a pay cut for lack of pass rush. And then you've got Rashawn Gary, who has got his moments, but it's never really, it hasn't been consistent yet. And those are your three guys. Without Za'Darius Smith, those are your three guys as far as the pass rush goes. It's a huge drop off after that. You've got, with that personnel, you've got to get creative to get home on anyone. And Matt LaFleur said the Lions, you know, they've got a really good offensive line, and they do got a very solid offensive line. So the lack of knowing your personnel, maybe that's something that improves. You know, it's a new coordinator, but I was stunned that they didn't come into the game because of not having Za'Darius Smith with more pressure packages just because of the compensate for that. Regardless, they've got one team sack in two games. They have got to get more pressure on the quarterback, whoever it is.
Talking with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. So the Packers are going to face a situation they haven't faced in a while. They're going to go on the road on a true road game. I mean, they went on the road last year, but you know, people were still starting to trickle into the stands. Jacksonville obviously hosted the Saints game. You're going to have 80,000 Niners fans up for a big game. So either positively or negatively, I would ask you, who do you think it affects the most on the Packers? Does maybe Rodgers get charged up to play in this environment? I'm thinking about the offensive line, and they're young, and they've been playing all right, but do they have to go silent count, and they get kind of thrown off in that atmosphere? So who do you think the crowd, either in a good or bad way, is going to affect the most this weekend?
Well, I don't think there's any question. It's the pre-snap operation. It's the communication, and especially with a young offensive line that has not been in this environment yet, it's going to really test them. And this is the first true road game that this team has played since before the pandemic. It's been a long time. They didn't have it at all last year, obviously. And it was supposed to be week one against New Orleans, but that game, because of Hurricane Ida, gets moved to Jacksonville, where there were more Packers fans than Saints fans, and it was really a true neutral site game. So it's going, you know, Aaron Rodgers made it very clear this is going to be a challenge for them. He said that they've been working the silent snap count since midway through camp, and they've been preparing for this, and so I mean, he's confident in the operation going in, but that it is going to it's the first game back for 49ers fans too. First full game in the stadium. You know, Packers fans were tremendous Monday night against the Lions. It was a really awesome atmosphere. It's one of those things where, just from my perspective, I don't know, before going through the 2020 season in empty stadiums, I'm not sure I fully grasp just how much a full crowd adds to a game. I mean, you know it in your head, but you don't, without experiencing the other side and knowing that, you know, silence at a football game is really, really weird, I don't know if you can fully grasp it. So once that returns, it makes a huge difference. It was a huge difference Monday night. It's going to be a huge difference for the 49ers on Sunday night, and it's something that the Packers team is going to have to contend with.
No, Rashawn Gary was at practice. No, Elton Jenkins, as I'm looking at the injury report. Is anything, do we need to worry about him? He was a DNP on Wednesday.
It sounds like it's definitely something to, at the very least, keep an eye on through the week. Matt LaFleur said Elton Jenkins is going to get the week to show that he can play with that ankle injury that kept him out of practice. You know, what's interesting is Elton Jenkins played all 65 snaps against the Lions. So I'm not really sure when the injury happened, but he clearly finished the game with it. That might give some hope that it's not too serious, that it would keep him off the field. But that's a huge deal for the Packers offensive line. I mean, Elton Jenkins has been tremendous at left tackle, replacing David Bakhtiari. It's really unnatural how good he has been as a natural guard, sliding out to the blind side. If they don't have Elton Jenkins, most likely, I imagine they'll slide Billy Turner from right tackle to left tackle, which, other than when Billy Turner played against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he played a fairly solid left tackle last year. He did it in the Week 17 finale against Chicago and held up pretty good. He did in the divisional game. And to Billy Turner's credit, every offensive lineman struggled against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last season, so he certainly had company. I imagine if without Elgton Jenkins, Billy Turner slides over to left tackle, and you've got Dennis Kelly, who the Packers added in camp for really this reason exactly, that give depth at right tackle. He's most likely going to be your starting right tackle.
Need a prediction from you, not on the game, but on this.
Yeah, hey, are you doing a mustache right now? I mean, if you go with that hair, mustache, sombrero.
Oh yeah.
I mean, let's go. We're winning the Super Bowl. I mean, immediately, dude.
I don't think so. You know, I have a month ish until Halloween, and this has been a year in the making for my costume. I'm not going to give it away.
Wow.
But it's somebody who is a hero of mine who has, you know, long-ish hair.
What's your Halloween prediction on the costume?
It's a great question. I don't know. Jon Snow, he's a big Game of Thrones guy, right? I have no idea. I have no idea.
I think the Princess Bride, Inga Montoya, right? He's got long hair. I think that could be it.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah?
So I never trick-or-treated as a kid. Not one.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say like I haven't seen Princess Bride. I was gonna be like, who cares? But you have never trick or treated as a kid.
First of all, that would be correct. I've never seen Princess Bride. Secondly, never trick or treated as a kid. So I'm like the worst person to ask about Halloween costumes.
What happened? Like, is this like a question where I'm like, why didn't you ever trick or treat as a kid? And I get like a whole backstory about how your childhood was terrible, or what? Well, how do you not trick or treat as a kid?
Well, do you have a couch somewhere we can know?
Wow.
No, just one of those odd, weird quirks about me. I never trick or treated as a kid.
Do your kids trick or treat?
They do. You better believe they do. And you know why they do? It's for them.
Okay.
But it's at least half for me because, you know, I get to steal their candy and sneak behind their back, and they have no idea. So. Unless they listen to this now, in which case I'm sorry.
It is an odd concept. It is an odd thing we do, trick or treating.
Yeah, because you know you can just go to Walgreens and buy the candy, but
yeah, and then you got to be like, check your candy for razors, because someone's so devious that the way they're gonna get at you is they're gonna buy Snickers bars, put razors in, and then put the wrapper back on. If that's what they wanted to do, they would just kidnap you in like July.
We will say that I heard that refrain as a child.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God! One time we went to a house and they gave us like pencils and mini Bibles, and I was like, "Not today, lady. I'm looking for a baby Ruth."
This is the candy day.
Yeah, it's candy day.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Well, at least you get that moment with your boys. And if I'm in the neighborhood, I'll pop in at your house.
All right. Yeah. We do it big. It's kind of compensating for, you know, the lack of trick or treating when I was younger. But we do it big now. As far as Aaron Rodgers' costume, I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Just wanted to ask. And compensating, there's nothing wrong with compensating. That's the reason I drive a big truck.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding. I drive a Hyundai. All right, Ryan. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. This hour brought to you by our good buddies. We have good buddies, believe it or not, at Indeed. Oh, Jim, Tony, Karen over there, they're all listening. They listen in the office, at the Indeed office. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to your next hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform make it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit, Indeed.com/credit. Time for some fantasy football help with Kevin Payne. You may be 0-2 already. I'm struggling in some of these leagues. I learned my lesson never to draft while half asleep. And don't do a full round of golf before a draft. and have the beverages that go along with it either. Also, I'm just generally bad. I'm just making bad decisions in my fantasy lineup. So Kevin Payne, he'll help us out. He'll help you out. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. If you do, do use the hashtag AskKevin so we can see it. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I will say I actually played against myself in fantasy this week in my own like friend group fantasy. And so that was tough because I took a loss. And I definitely contributed to that. But no, so it's fun. I think fantasy is great. You know, it just gets people kind of more involved in specific players and, you know, in football in general. So, you know, I have a lot of fun with my college friends, and, you know, a lot of people are messaging me and telling me, hey, you did great for me in fantasy. I was at a apple orchard the other day, and someone, random guy, came up to me and told me I did a great job for his fantasy team. So, yeah, I think people are very invested in their fantasy teams, and I think that's great.
All right, so a few years ago, Tony Romo couldn't have a fantasy draft party in Vegas, but now guys can just openly talk about their fantasy team. In that borderline, like, I don't know. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, joining us. You guys can get your questions in 799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. I mean, I'm sure it's just like a high school buddy league. He's playing for $100, but he's still betting on and against himself. That's, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about, Bert?
What are you talking about? Daniel Carlson.
Oh, is that who it was? I couldn't hear who the clip was from.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't say it. You're right.
I thought it might have been Tony Romo, but
I'd like to have that one back. I screwed that up.
No, that's okay. I think that the players, I mean, one of the disappointing things was a few weeks ago when Raheem Mostert got hurt. His wife was like getting death threats and stuff on social media, and that's kind of the downside to fantasy, is some people take it way too seriously, and the majority of us owners, I think, have like watch the games and do fantasy in a good spirit, but it's still that little kind of section of, you know, however many percent of people it is, give it a bad name. And if we did not have that, I think the players would embrace it. And I think over the years, the players have embraced it more because they see that it's bringing new fans to the game, and they're talking, you know, and seeing people who've become their fans who may not actually root for their team, but have them on their fantasy squad.
But Daniel Carlson's got him. He played against himself. So, you know, Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame because he might have gambled on the Reds to win, his own team to win. Daniel Carlson, he could have missed a field goal, so he could have won. I'm just saying a little gray area there is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he was special teams player of the week too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Pretty good with the Raiders. Not with the Vikings. He was in their long line of guys that missed easy field goals, but they added to that this weekend. Kevin Payne joining us too. What's the phone number here? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can also send a question in, hashtag Ask Kevin. I'll start with a trade offer that Tim has for us. He says, Dynasty League, would you give up Devontae Smith and a first-round pick and get Matt Stafford back?
No, I would not.
No.
Stafford's got a couple good years left, but Devontae Smith, I mean, he could be top five wide receiver 2-3 years from now. Probably right now the best receiver on his team. And a first-round pick in Dynasty is huge. I mean, you could turn around and flip that for a quarterback. I got Mac Jones in, like, the fourth round of my Dynasty League this year. My first-round pick was Elijah Moore. My second-round pick, which was an early pick, I got Trevor Lawrence. So I think that getting that quarterback, if that's what you're looking for in Dynasty, I think they're definitely going to be there in the first round. And then kind of to add a little bit more, you've got Smith. So if you're looking long-term, I understand doing this. If you think that you need to get Stafford to win this year, that's a different story. But just in a vacuum, I would definitely want the Smith and first side and not the Stafford side, believe it or not.
Well, Tim's called in, and he's already made some bad trades before in his fantasy league. And I think his league knows that he's not very good at fantasy, so he keeps accepting these awful trades. So I think that's why he proposed that one. Tim, thank you. You did the right thing for asking Kevin Payne to not make that deal. Let's go to Tom, who's in Franklin. Tom, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Tom.
Yes. I have, I need one of three running backs. It's non-PPR. I have Elijah Mitchell, Trey Sermon, and James Robinson. I'm starting Zeke, but I need one of these three to add.
Okay, so here's the conundrum, is that James Robinson is playing, we don't know what's going on with Elijah Mitchell. We don't know what's going on with Trey Sermon. That's the whole problem. Trey Sermon has to pass the concussion protocol to get back. Elijah Mitchell is dealing with a shoulder injury that Shanahan called more than just a stinger. So I can almost guarantee you one of these two guys will be out. And they've got some old names on the practice squad they might call off. I think Duke Johnson's there. So it's tough to say. I think I would just – the safest guy would be to go with James Robinson. You know he's going to get at least 50 yards from scrimmage. Hopefully he finds the end zone. And the one thing that was good last week is he did – Carlos Hyde only had 4 touches. So he is becoming the dominant of the two running backs. I think I would just play it safe and go with one of those guys. Also, there's no guarantee that if these guys are active between Mitchell and Sermon, that one of them doesn't get hurt during the game, and then you're kind of screwed. So I think the safe play here is to go with Robinson.
Hey, I got a fantasy stat for you. Devontae Adams has scored a touchdown in 9 straight Sunday Night Football contests.
And if you go back and look at last season, I think, at least 3/4 of his games he scored 2. There's a long list if you look at the box scores of his games last year, 1-1-1-1-1. So that is pretty interesting, the Adams stat. It doesn't surprise me, though, because it's kind of prime time. I think that the real superstars of the league show up a little bit more in these primetime games. I think there's something to it, knowing you've got the national audience. So that stat does not surprise me at all, given how good Adams has been the last couple of years.
Nate's jumping off of Tom's question. He needs one of these guys in a PPR flex, just one. James Robinson, who we mentioned, Elijah Mitchell, who we mentioned, Henry Ruggs, Quintez Cephas, or your guy, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Emmanuel Sanders fan. I didn't think that was a great signing by Buffalo. I think he's on the wrong side at 34 years old. Been very good throughout his career. Very consistent, but not the biggest Sanders fan. Again, this is tough. I mean, if Mitchell, they say he's fine, and Trey Sermon's out, I can see going with him. Ruggs has got kind of a tough matchup against the Dolphins. I don't know if they're going to put Xavien Howard on him. Maybe they try to put Xavien Howard on Darren Waller, and that opens up Ruggs. That's a little bit of a question mark. So I think, again, the most consistent guy here is going to be James Robinson. So right now, Thursday morning, this would be the guy that I would go with.
All right. We have a one-call-per-show rule, but Mike the Painter has found a way to circumvent that. Mike.
Hey, I have a serious question.
You're not supposed to call until the fantasy segment.
That's what I'm calling for fantasy.
All right, Mike.
All right. I know Amari Cooper and Darnell Hopkins both are questionable this week, and I have Mike Williams sitting on the bench. Should I swap out one of the two for Mike?
Gosh, Mike Williams has been great. Yeah. You said DeAndre Hopkins, right?
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins and Amari Cooper.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you never sit DeAndre Hopkins. I think they're both going to be fine. These guys are kind of – they're going to put tags on them, but is it anything serious? Probably not. That being said, I think I still stick with Cooper, especially Gallup is still out. Always go Hopkins, so I would leave that. You don't have, like, a flex spot you can use Williams in because he's been great so far through two games.
Yeah, I actually got Cooper Kupp in my flex.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so 10-team league?
Yeah, it's a Yahoo one. It's actually ESPN.
So. Wait. Mike, is this a free league?
Yeah.
Get off the line.
Come on.
We're not doing advice for free leagues.
Why not?
Because those don't count.
Yes, they do. They're for fun.
You're not even playing people you know.
Really, Bart?
Mike, come on.
Seriously.
I am being serious.
Actually, I have three friends that are in the league with me.
Oh, come on. Mike, I got people. I got tweets to line up.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but geez.
It's a free league.
So? It's still for fun. That's what fantasy football is about.
No, it's not. It's for money.
Really?
Yes.
You are something else there, Bart.
Oh, we're
Winkler.
Trying to make money here.
You are something else, Bart Winkler.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day.
Good luck. I mean, I got 50 tweets to get through. Mike's calling about free leagues. I don't even know if he's in a league. I think he's just calling to say hi again.
The lesson learned there is if you're in a free league and you want advice, lie to Bart. Lie.
Yeah. Tell me. We're not taking questions for anything under than $250. All right, Cone Roller's got a tweet. He says, Justin Herbert or Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, Cousins has been really fantastic, and we've seen K.J. Osborne kind of develop in his second year. Gosh, man. And Herbert's Atkins. I think I would go with Herbert in this one just because I think that's going to be a shootout. And as we were just talking, Mike Williams has really stepped up this year, would be a number one guy on a lot of teams in the league. So I'm going to say go with Herbert, even though they're both pretty close, and Cousins has been really good so far through two games.
Alex wants to know, standard scoring, Ja'Marr Chase or Kenny Golladay? Oh, Galladay's killing me.
Yeah, so here's the weird thing about Golladay. You know, this was Joe Judge said it was a heated discussion. It wasn't an argument. But how many times do we see these guys, these players get upset with each other, especially with their quarterback, and they come back the next week and the quarterback makes a concerted effort to get him the football? That being said, I'm going with Chase over Golladay. Just don't be surprised if Golladay does get a lot more targets this game after their little sideline heated discussion last week.
All right, Bootsy, he is in a league. He needs a quarterback super flex. Keep in mind, all touchdowns are worth 7 points. So rushing and passing is similar. Josh Allen,
wow.
Russell Wilson, Teddy Bridgewater. He needs two of those guys.
Josh Allen for me, home against the WFT. And, I mean, Russell Wilson's almost an automatic play each and every week. I'm not really afraid of Minnesota. That game could quietly turn into like a good shootout. So Josh Allen and Russell Wilson for me.
All right, let's go to Chris on Twitter. Needs 1 point PPR. Devontae Smith, Corey Davis, Jalen Waddle, or Brandon Ayuk. 2.
Ah, gosh. yeah, Ayuk has suddenly become a thing. That being said, I am going to go with Smith and Waddle. Go with the two talented wide receiver rookies. Both have been very solid so far. I just think that they have a little bit more upside right now. Ayuk may develop into that, but remember, San Francisco is still going to be a run-heavy game no matter who they have at running back. So Smith and Waddle, the rookie wide receivers.
414-799-1250. Tanker, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, my flex, I'm struggling with Rondale Moore, Terry McLaurin, or Claypool.
Lauren or Claypool. Oh, gosh. Now, I'm waiting for that big game that Claypool has where he just goes nuts for, like, three touchdowns.
Hey, we're a Terry McLaurin show around here.
Yeah. The problem with McLaurin is this week he's going to probably draw Tre'Davious White, who's one of the best corners in the league. That makes me hesitate for him. Rondale Moore just needs to be on the field a little bit more, and he's going to be a monster. I would go with Claypool out of these three. Going to be at home. Just watch. If for some reason Ben doesn't go, which they're literally saying they're trying to have him hold it together, if Ben doesn't go, I would probably pivot from him and then go with either Moore, McLaurin, probably like more a tad bit better. But I would go with Claypool as long as Ben is healthy and active on Sunday.
Let's get to Lance, 799-1250. Lance.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. Rondale Moore, Claypool, or Higgins?
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, and who was the last guy? T. Higgins. Yeah. I'm going to stick with what I just said. I'm going to go with Chase Claypool. I think he's got the most upside, a little more than Moore. As I said, I want to see Moore, and I think as the season goes on, he'll get on the field a little bit more. But we know Hopkins is going to get his, and Christian Kirk, like the hero from week one, he's going to get his targets too. They even got Max Williams, the tight end, involved this week. So once more, I'll like him a little bit better once I see him on the field a little bit more consistently, although he's been ridiculously efficient with the targets he's gotten so far through two games.
Our last question of the day comes from BJ. It's a PPR league, Robert Woods or Tony Pollard?
Yeah, well, you can ask that, and let's not go quite crazy on Tony Pollard yet. What was 109 rushing yards last week? I don't know that he's going to take over Zeke Elliott, but he's definitely worked himself into a timeshare. So I think the safer player is Robert Woods. Cup's been fantastic through a couple games so far, and it would not surprise me if we see us, and it's not a huge upset, but I think Los Angeles is actually going to win this game against Tampa Bay. So I like Robert Woods a little bit better, just knowing that you're probably going to see Tampa Bay focus in on Cup after the start he's had for the Rams.
We did not get to every question. If you want to, you can send Kevin a tweet, KCPAYNE26, KCPayne26 on Twitter. Whether it's a free league or not, he will be kinder to you than I am. And also rotowire.com, Kevin.
Yeah, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. Waiver wire article up there, DFS stuff, betting stuff, all at rotowire.com/free. And weekly rankings, too. It's nice to go and see if you're wondering, you know, taking a look at these guys. It's a lot to do. It seems like we have waiver wire, then we have rankings, and then we got to set our lineup because it's Thursday night. The week goes by fast. So the rankings are a really good tool to use week in and week out. rotowire.com/free.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sounds good. Talk to you next week, Bart.
Talk next week. That's Kevin Payne. Every Thursday at this time here on The Fan, he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, go ahead and breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Greatmidwestbank.com. Again, KC Payne, PAYNE26 on Twitter, KC Payne26. It's a big weekend. Huge weekend. We obviously have the Brewers that will someday clinch this division. I know the Cardinals are stretching it out for reasons that we're really getting bothered with. Just win one game against these guys. You can't get swept. In the long run, it probably won't matter, but you don't want to get swept. So huge weekend there. Packers, of course. A lot of talk about that. The Ryder Cup. This is a massive event. The eyes of the world will be on Wisconsin. So it's a good chance to show how passionate we can be about golf around here. I know a lot of people have already made the trip up or possibly are going within the next couple of days. Have a good time. It's a lot of walking. We got that report from both Jeff and Toby. Jeff Orlowski, Polish Pipe Bomb, did not imagine it to be that hilly of a terrain. So do wear some nice shoes. And then there's Wisconsin-Notre Dame, which I feel like that's getting under the radar a little bit. Wisconsin plays Notre Dame. It's a big deal. Maybe bigger deal if Wisconsin didn't lose already this season, maybe?
It's still a big game. Either way.
You got Jack Cohn revenge game.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
This is a monster game.
That should be the national story. Jack Cohn revenge game.
I think it's fourth, though, on the list of what people are into this weekend. I think it's Packers. And then will the Brewers clinch? Actually, Ryder Cup, maybe two. I'll put Ryder Cup at three.
No, here's the thing. Ryder Cup is one until Sunday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sunday comes around, you can wipe the rest of the list off. Packers.
Packers, and then Brewers would be three. Because they're going to clinch this weekend. Or you would, I mean,
they better.
I thought they were
going to. They've had a long homestand to do it. And yeah. If they don't do it, Brewers fans are not going to be happy.
No, then we got to go back to St. Louis.
Ugh.
There's an alternate universe where St. Louis wins this division.
Let's not even discuss that.
Well, if you're a St. Louis fan, you're like, I don't know.
That would be miserable.
If you're a St. Louis fan, you beat them today, and then you just keep winning because the Brewers won, and then you sweep them again. Now, if St. Louis has to win like 25 games in a row for this to happen, but they're halfway there.
And no reason to think that they can't.
They are halfway there. All right, we're going to check in with Rom Dog, Rami Makhlouf, who we will see. We'll see him. We'll talk to him now, but we'll see him in about 3 hours. Going to head down to fourth base today and grab lunch between the two shows, morning and afternoon.
Bart gets you up. Rami finishes you off.
Yeah, you said it. Not me. Rami Makhlouf next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.